episode 201 of Your Overseas Connection, the official podcast of the G4TE.com community. That's gaming for the elderly. And today is January 8th, 2013, although you're probably listening to this on January 9th. I'm your host, Greg DeLacy, and with us this week, we have Mr. Christopher Matthew.
Hello. I'm here.
Hello.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Chris. Chris, you know, I should ask, you know, you actually told me this, I think, actually over the phone. You prefer Chris over Christopher, correct?
I don't really care. Chris, Christopher, okay. Dude.
Billy Bob?
Not Billy Bob.
Not Billy Bob Matthew?
No.
Okay. Billy?
No.
George?
No.
Moving on.
I'll stab you.
Also joining us this week, Mike Chin.
Hello.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm okay. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well.
Good.
Yes. And there's another week and some exciting stuff. We got some exciting news coming out today that we'll be talking about in a little while.
Indeed.
So, yeah, it's going to be a fun year.
Exciting news. Do I know about this exciting news?
You may not. We will test your knowledge, Mike.
Ooh, foreshadowing.
Yes. As we are going to test Daniel Natman's knowledge. Dan.
Hey, man.
Dan.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Dan, is it Dan formerly of the Gamesmen or Dan from the Gamesmen still?
Well, we haven't finished yet, so it's Dan from the Gamesmen.
Oh, there you go.
We've got our 100th episode on Saturday.
And I do believe there is still a little bit of intrigue on the potential formerly part. But
Yeah, there is. But yeah, that's still working on something there, so we'll see what's going to happen.
Work in progress, yeah.
We're cutting it fine.
Well, Dan, you are here because we like you, first and foremost. That's
probably shucks.
I know. Start blushing now. We didn't have a drunkard on the show because Richard Primrose apparently is sick, so we needed someone to fill that role.
Yeah, and Tuesday night's my drinking night, so you thought, hey.
Let's call Dan.
Yeah.
It all works out. It all works out well. But all right, well, we are a podcast about video games, all kinds of video games, PC games, Xbox games, PS3 games, even, dare I say, Wii U games. And we're going to talk about that and what we've been playing right about now.
What you been playing? What you been playing? What you been playing? What have you been playing?
All right, so games. Dan, you're the guest. I think we should absolutely let you go first.
Well, it was my birthday a few days ago, and a friend of mine from Bristol came down, and he brought me a copy of Call of Duty Black Ops 2. But before I installed that on my 360, because, you know, that takes a while, I made him play Episode 1 of The Walking Dead. And it was fantastic to see kind of a non-gamer's reaction to playing The Walking Dead. It was so much fun. Just like the look in his face and like how he reacted to those really tense moments, which obviously I'm not going to spoil for any of the few idiots out there that haven't played it yet. Yeah, that's right. I called you an idiot.
Yeah, you right there. We see you.
Yeah. One there that smells funny.
Dan, I was going to say, I think I know myself, I believe Rich as well, and I know Steve Conger all had played the Walking Dead with a significant other in the room. And actually, now that I think about it, Mike, I believe you played it with Tahara as well.
Correct.
It seems like a game that just really does kind of scream that couch kind of co-op experience, even though only one person really can control. Everybody can really get into it. And so I'm sure it must have been a blast just watching your friends, reactions to the game.
Oh, it was great. And he was just he'd be sitting there nice and relaxed playing away. And just like, and then, a moment happened. He's like, oh my God, what do I do? And I was like, you're going to choose one of them, him or her. He's like, I don't know. Oh, he's got a gun. it was like, oh man, that's so intense. And he had to, after just like the hour and a half or so it takes to play episode one, he had to sit down for 10 minutes and kind of collect his thoughts before we started playing my second game that I played recently, which is Black Ops 2.
Okay. I'm sure a very different experience for him.
Yeah, well, you see, we have this tradition. He comes down every year, gives me the latest, Call of Duty a few months late, obviously, because, yeah.
Sure.
The day the game comes out, my birthday never coincides. It'd be stupid to release a game on January the 5th, really, wouldn't it?
But they would have at least one guaranteed sale, right?
Well, yeah. And, you know, people get Christmas money. It doesn't seem like such a dumbass time to really release a game.
No.
But, so he has a spray. We play that. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm not a huge fan of first-person shooters. Though I went through a phase and I started off years ago and I was all about driving and RPGs. And then I went through a kind of FPS phase and now I'm back to driving games and RPGs. And,
okay. Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, great, yeah, Black Ops 2. But actually, I was surprised. I really enjoyed the narrative, which is something I haven't been able to say for some of the previous Black Ops games. Well, for the previous COD games, even. You know, it wasn't bad. I guess it was it was alcohol-fueled. So that probably didn't help matters. Well, it probably made
me helped,
see
actually.
It. Yeah, it probably helped me find it more entertaining than otherwise I would have. But it's safe to say that I'm probably never going to play that game again. Because it's on my 360 and I refuse to pay Microsoft the £40 a year for the privilege of playing it online. So, okay. And the other thing I've been playing is the what parts can I get for my computer for the amount of money I have game?
Yes, I believe that would be, I know a lot of people consider that to be the Newegg game.
Yeah. Don't really have that over here, so it's been the Amazon game.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's been good.
The Amazon game is fun. It is fun.
I'm good at that game. I always win.
Well, just a quick kind of idea of what I got. I spent £200 so far, which I guess is about $300, $350,
right,
give or take. And I've got an 8-core AMD processor in there, which Windows 7 rates as 7.7 of a scale that goes up to 7.9. So pretty good.
No, that works.
8 gigs of RAM and a new motherboard for £200.
That's not bad.
And then the next £250 is going on graphics card, case, and power supply. All of which is probably going to cost me a similar amount to a next-gen console.
Now, Dan, may I ask which graphics card you're leaning towards?
Well, you see, because I've got an AMD processor.
Right. You're trying to think smartly about this. You're thinking NVIDIA is probably not going to be.
Well, and the fact that there's already the AMD graphics chip on my motherboard, which works with another AMD in whatever it is, Crossfire, or I can't remember which one's which, but you know the thing, the whole two cards working together.
Right.
If I get an AMD card, I'll be able to also use the GPU on my motherboard to kind of boost the power of it. So I'll be getting more bang for my buck, which you tend to do with AMD anyway. So
yes.
I'm thinking AMD, something around a 7000 series, you know, 7 series, maybe a 7850.
Okay.
2 gig card. So, yeah, not ridiculously expensive, but not exactly cheap either.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, your PC is getting a nice overhaul.
Yeah, considering I had an old AMD 5500 dual core thing in there. The difference I've noticed already is astounding. In fact, I've now realized that my hard drive's slowing my system down. That's how much better it is.
That's a good problem to have. Yeah, that's a good problem to have.
Yeah. So yeah, it's been a good year so far.
Excellent. Well, I guess anything else, or should we move on to the next person?
Well, there's been the usual Guild Wars 2.
I was going to say, when is Guild Wars going to show its...
I'm actually downloading at the moment because I've reinstalled Windows, and I unfortunately deleted my Guild Wars files. So
wow.
I can't.
And you save as well, or is that in the cloud?
The save's all on the server, so that's not a problem.
Okay,
but,
so you're okay there.
Yeah, I've just got another God knows how much to download. 15 gig, I think, give or take. So I'm waiting for that.
Small game.
Yeah. Epically huge, I think it would be.
Yeah.
Fantastic game as well. If you've got a PC that can run it, give it a go. It's good.
Yes, I've heard, over the past few weeks, many a person send some disparaging comments towards us about the fact that Guild Wars 2 did not make some of our final lists.
Well, actually, one of the things I voted for that isn't Guild Wars 2 on our games room, Steve said you've got three choices. Pick them. And a late entry for me was Borderlands 2 because I didn't get it until the Steam sale.
Right.
And I've had so much fun on that, I could not leave that off my three of the year.
Okay, wow.
Borderlands 2 has been so much fun, mainly because I've pretty much only played three games this year. But
okay, well, there we go. All right, well, Mike, why don't we shift over to you? I believe there was Walking Dead conversation happening, so that might be your playlist. I'm not positive.
Well, Dan was talking about Black Ops 2.
Right.
I've been enjoying Black Ops 2. But I didn't finish it. Unfortunately, I don't have it anymore due to certain circumstances. However, I was like my first kind of run through it was about 3-4 hours. Then I got to the kind of side mission introduction where it introduces you to those stupid fucking side mission things.
Yes.
But the thing is about them is the first one's not very fun, but the other one's a lot easier.
Skipped all of them.
So, yeah, well, so did I.
To be honest, I could understand, and I was tempted to you know, I really did feel like doing it, but I persevered, and I thought, no, I'll try them, and they're a lot easier and simpler, and there's a little less going on, and to be honest, I mean, you can kind of go one-man army anyway, but it's still fun to do it. So my second kind of, I really had to force myself to play it again, Black Ops 2. Because it was sitting there for a while, and I thought, no, I'm going to give it another go, and I carried on from where I was, and I enjoyed it. But unfortunately, I'm going to have to play it all again. Never mind. Talking about playing games again, not a terrible problem to have, but I have to play The Walking Dead again. For people that don't know, I had all my stuff robbed, including my Xbox 360 hard drive, which means I've lost all my saves. And I was up
to... police are, by the way, looking into Richard Primrose.
Yeah, I've heard this. And the insurance people are going to replay The Walking Dead for me. Now, so I'm up to episode 5. I finished episode 4, and I'm up to... I was up to episode 5, and it was like, da-da-da, kind of moment. And, you know, the way episode 4 ends, I was very like, oh, shit, I really want to know what happens now. Because there's it pulls a number on you at the end and you're like, wow. So I'm working my way up to that. And the problem being, obviously, when you replay a game like The Walking Dead is that you have to replay your same. I want to kind of like do the same steps.
Well, especially now they've announced that your saves are going to carry forward
to the second season. So I want to make sure that I made all the same choices that I made. But I haven't. Some on purpose because I thought, well, I know how this plays out, and he's a dick. All right, so I thought maybe I've got
in episode 2.
It is kind of a hard game, I think, to go back and try and replay and exactly not
the same.
Yeah, and not just think I want to do these decisions differently.
Yeah, well. I tried. I really did try. But I'm glad I didn't for one of them. Because, don't worry, I'm not going to spoil anything. But everybody dies. No, so I'm glad I didn't for one of them. Because, depending on who you pick up at a certain point, drastically changes a certain thing in another episode. So I was pretty pleased that I noticed that. And it's quite a big change. And other choices that I've made differently, I've done purely because I was panicked and I pressed the wrong fucking button. And
but there's a thing
go on.
To note here, because when you play it, each time you play through it, the options, they're not in the same place.
Well, they so, for me, I'm just I knew not to pick it last time. I used a gun when I was not supposed to use a gun, is what I'm saying. All right, and I should have used this pickaxe thing, but I used the gun, and I knew that if I used the gun the first time I played it, it would mean shit would stir up and people would, zombies would hear it. But because I panicked and I pressed the gun this time, that means.
See, Mike, you made the zombie noob mistake.
Yes.
Everybody that knows zombies knows you don't fire a gun unless you absolutely have to.
Yeah.
It's like zombie 101.
However, doesn't really make much difference whatever I choose, because I'm still going to end up in the same place. So, yeah, I'm almost there anyway. I'm kind of halfway for episode 4. So I'm getting there.
I was going to say, I think that's one of the brilliant things about The Walking Dead, not to drag this on, but it does a great job of masking your
It makes you think that this could have ended up a different way.
Right.
Really.
But ultimately, everything funnels, like you said.
Because I know for a fact carry on, Dan.
So I was going to say one last little thing for The Walking Dead. If you haven't played it yet, it's so much easier to play on the PC.
No one cares about the PC.
Those odd sections where you've got to shoot or you've got to grab someone's hand because you're jumping, so much easier to do with the mouse.
Yeah, but no one plays. So
so much easier.
On episode 2, there's a part where I think is like a massive part where, you know, might give somebody a headache, for example. And I thought that, like, there's a choice there when there isn't, you know. So, again, it gives that kind of impression that there is. And you think, man, if I said that one thing differently, if I pressed Y instead of A, then maybe, like, I would have convinced so-and-so to not do that thing. But...
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter, to be honest. But
And the game is brilliant because, you know, after you wrap up the game, you will look back on the game and think about some of your previous decisions you made, and you will have that exact thought of, God, I wonder if I did that differently, how that would have changed everything.
The answer is,
I think the realities are it wouldn't have changed anything, but you're going to think.
It makes it feel like that your decision. And when I got to the end of it, I felt like everything I did was the right decision. And I was kind of at the end of it, I was like, okay, yeah, whatever you're going to say to me, some guy you haven't met yet, but yeah. And I was like, actually, no, everything I've done was spot freaking on. And you're still trying, nah. And that, the ending of it did kind of jade it a little bit for me. The way that, as Steve said in previously, it's very kind of diamond shaped. It all spreads out and then brings you back to that one point at the end.
Well, I haven't finished the game, so I can't really speak for how it's structured. But I think it's still pretty linear, but it just changes the kind of opinion what people think of you. But I think it's an awesome game, and I think that like the trick is that I care about the people in it. Like that's what's so important about this game is that I care about the people in it. And I don't think I've felt this strongly towards a character, especially what happened at the end of 4, certain things that happened in 4 and 3. I actually give a shit about this character and the other characters in it, you know, and I've started to kind of, you know, not want them to be killed off, or I get concerned that they go off on their own. And really, like, if, you know, I mean, if I'm honest, if that happens in Mass Effect, I don't really give a shit. Like, unless it's, think of a character that I like. Who do I like in Mass Effect?
Someone you're trying to shag in the game.
My favorite character in Mass Effect that I didn't want to kind of, I don't feel like their lives are at risk all the time in Mass Effect. If they pick them for a journey, I know it's random select. randomly selected, and usually their lives are not at risk. In Mass Effect 1, they, you know, Ashley and what was the other guy's name? Whatever his name was.
The dead guy that I didn't say.
Yeah. The guy that everybody was. Killed.
And so was it two with Drex?
There was that risk of, like, you might lose one of your squad. In 2 and 3, I never thought that, like, I'm going to lose any of my squad unless it was, like, a massive plot point, right? So in Walking Dead, it feels like I could lose them at any point. You know what I mean? There's no... Right. If they can kill, there's all sorts of people, ages, races, men, women that die in the game. So no one's safe. And you think, well, they could do it. They could do it. And I would really give a shit if they did. So I'm going to stop talking about Walking Dead because apparently other people like it as well. So I'm going to stop talking about
it. Yeah, it's all right.
I have also played this game called Breaking Bad. And you don't have to, like, control anything. You just press play and then you watch it. And
Breaking Bad.
Look, this is the amazing thing, right?
Do you mean the TV series?
You don't use the controller in any way, and they're like, it all happens for you, and it's amazing.
Mike.
What?
Mike. Save that for your shout-out.
Oh, God, yeah. Breaking Bad's so good.
I know you love Breaking Bad. God. I know you are, like, it's consuming your life.
It is. It's like the only thing I want to do.
It's like a drug, Mike. It's like a drug.
I have not.
There's irony there, Mike.
I have no idea what I'm going to do.
Less Breaking Bad, more Breaking Mike.
I might start cooking meth. Like, I might just start acting out the real life of it.
God damn it, I told you to get a plastic bath.
All right. Moving on. Mr. Matthew, let's talk about what you've been playing.
Walking Dead.
I'll give you 3 guesses, and the first 2 don't count.
I'm going to guess it ends with calm.
It does, yes. I've been playing with a European commander. No. I've been playing XCOM. It's awesome. I decided to try it on the impossible difficulty.
And did it live up to its name?
I can sum it up in 2 words. Fuck that. Oh my God, dude. It was like, I thought classic difficulty was hard. Impossible difficulty is, like, ridiculous. When I finally managed to get through the first 2 missions without losing all of my soldiers.
Right.
And I finally had a chance to choose which country I was going to go help. Right.
Right.
You know how if you don't help one country, their panic level goes up a little bit?
Sure.
Well, in impossible mode, it doesn't go up a little bit. It goes from green to freaking out. So... I was like, oh God. So they really ramp it up. You gotta execute much more quickly in the strategic sense. At the tactical level in the missions, you gotta creep along and creep along and creep along. Because they increase the health of the enemies.
Oh.
And make your weapons less likely to do their maximum damage. So you know, usually the first few missions, you're just fighting the little gray dudes and you can kill them with one shot. Not so with impossible difficulty.
That does not bode well for me. I had thought about trying impossible, but I figured, you know what, I'll test drive classic Iron Man first. And my first run through was not pretty.
Once you kind of get used to how to play classic, it's not as bad, but it's still tough. I did play it on the PC as well. It was on the Steam sale.
Right.
A few little improvements on the PC version versus the console. Still plays very well with the controller, but there's just some things on the user interface that are a little bit more intuitive. For instance, you know, when you see the baddies, you get the little red alien head.
Right.
That says, hey, I see a baddie.
Right.
If you have them flanked, that little alien head is yellow.
And so you can
click on that one and your soldier will automatically target the one that is flanked. Of course, you know, having them.
Now I haven't seen if they've made, I know that we got a DLC patch today. That,
yes.
Affected a lot of that. In fact, the flanking piece of it, I believe there's a mode,
there's something,
an upgrade to it.
You can enable, with the new DLC, you can enable an option where a shot at a flanked enemy is always critical. Without that, you just get a higher critical chance.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't know. I haven't tried any of the new DLC is meant to make it more difficult, and I don't know if I want to make it more difficult.
I'm trying to figure out who in the hell would think they needed to be more difficult.
Well, yeah, there's always those elitists out there.
True, true.
But I'd heard the PC version was broken as hell. Have they sorted that out now then?
Well, I was playing it on my MacBook Pro, which is not great, but it's okay. Mm-hmm. And so there were some slowing down issues. The thing, you know, the fans were going full speed pretty much the whole time. And I did run into one issue one time. The game just absolutely froze up on me, which made me angry because I had just finished a very long mission and I was about to capture one of the really awesome enemies. And a live capture is really hard. Not really hard, but is risky.
Yes, it is risky, to say the least.
And I was about to get it, and the thing froze up. I was like, ah. And I just like, all right, I'll just walk away and let it do its thing for a few minutes and see what happens. Nothing. So I ended up having to quit and lose all that progress. I was not happy. But
so apart from that, it runs fine.
Yeah, I had a few I don't know if frame rate drops is the right, you know, because it's not really about frame rates with this game. But I had a few things where it kind of slowed down, switching from screen to screen or from view to view. But I think that was due to my processor heating up on my MacBook.
Yeah. So it might be time for me to actually put my hand in my pocket and buy this game.
If you didn't when it was on the Steam sale, which I think it might still be.
I don't have any money at the moment. I've spent it all on hardware.
Uh-oh.
But, you know, if anyone wants to buy me a belated birthday present, there's stuff on Steam. That...
There you go.
Steam wouldn't even say no to Farming Simulator 2012. I actually want to try that game.
Really?
Yeah.
Really, Dan?
No, I saw a great screenshot. Really? There's a guy riding a cow with a massive trailer attached to the cow. God knows how it's attached. It looked like it was in its ass. And he's riding this cow with a trailer, and there's a house behind him, and it's all completely on fire. That looked freaking awesome.
All right.
Well, XCOM is no longer on sale, so you missed that one.
Yeah.
I'm sure it will come back around. That I think is pretty much a guarantee.
So what you're saying, Greg, is if you're willing to play the game, it'll be coming around again?
Yes.
Okay. That's all I've been playing.
Excellent. All right. For me, we already talked a little bit about XCOM. Classic Iron Man enabled and feeling the differences immediately between it and the normal difficulty level. And I cannot even fathom the impossible mode. That just as difficult as Classic Iron Man has started off, I'm just like, wow, that has to be ratcheted up way beyond. I did finish Call of Duty Black Ops 2 over the weekend.
Blops.
So I was not nearly as impressed with this game as it sounds like you were, Dan and Mike. I think I fall a little bit more in line with you. It was okay. It was good at times, and I think part of my not being impressed is this game really it shows its age at times. There's some times where in some of the cutscenes, the character models and stuff actually look really good.
Were you playing it on the 360?
Yes.
There are times when it looked amazing for the 360.
Yes, yes. In fact, I think the character model of the old guy in the wheelchair, I can't remember his name off the top of my head.
Did he remind you of the dad from Frasier?
Yeah, yes.
As a matter of fact. His dog to turn up.
Yeah. I mean, I thought he looked really good, and I thought that was all fairly well done. But then there were times they would go away from that and they would go to other cutscenes and it just looked horrible. So it was kind of like a love-hate thing where some of the times I was really enjoying it and I was able to get into the story because it also had a good visual presentation. But then I'd get into some of this other elements and it just did not look nearly as polished or good. The story to me was just so-so. I mean, overall – I don't think they did themselves a lot of justice with the back and forth storyline. I think it jumps back in time and then it goes forward in time, yeah, and it jumps back in time. And they probably could have done with like one of those jump back in time missions, but they do it a number of times in the game, and I just felt it kind of breaks the story just a little bit. But I mean, yeah, I know they kind of why they did it, but you know, I don't want to give away any spoilers in terms of the story. I know some people
some
will
of those
enjoy
huge
it.
Weapons you get to use though, they are so much fun.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. There definitely is some ingenuity and some good weapons that get put into this game, mm-hmm. And I did find that fun. And being able to change your loadout for each mission was also, you know, kind of unique from previous games. But
I kept thinking, well, I'm going to go with, you know, they're suggesting I should have a sniper rifle. I'm kind of thinking there might be a snipery section that I'm going to need that for. I'm going to have the sniper rifle. Thank you very much.
I pretty much always went with nothing they suggested. but I did not enjoy the RTS stuff. I must say I really did not enjoy that at all. I did the first two, and it felt like it needed to be one or the other. I think I would have enjoyed it more if it had better control and just played as like an actual top-down RTS where I could have controlled everything, versus feeling like I needed to jump in because, you know, the AI for your side sucked. And
yeah, I agree with that because sometimes you tell them to do stuff and they just wouldn't bother and they'd be like, nah, I don't want to go over there. There's bad guys. They'll shoot me.
I ended up playing the whole bits in first person and just running around from point to point to point, just thinking it was like playing, I can't remember the multiplayer version where you've got to capture different points. It was like playing that with a bunch of idiots. It's like, well, you're standing around it, capture it.
Yeah. No. I had a whole team surrounding the capture point. Nobody's capturing it, and they all get mowed down. Because the other thing I noticed, your AI could not hit the broadside of a barn. But the enemy AI was like dead sight. I mean,
they were like pinpoint accurate.
So after my frustration in the second mission, I just said, screw this. I skipped over the remaining ones. And it didn't seem like it really had an impact on the storyline, the end storyline. You know, for those that you know, are curious, there is a little special video at the very end of the game after all the credits have rolled. You can stick around for that if you want. I would not recommend it.
Stick around, folks.
Totally disappointed with what I saw. But again, I'm not going to spoil it. For if you want to stick around for it, go for it. But when I saw what they did, I was just like, oh, okay. What I haven't tried, though, I have still yet to try the zombie mode.
I did try that.
I haven't tried that.
Very curious. I'm very curious.
I may.
Yeah. Sexually. So maybe
it's worth trying.
I think we should all get together and do some zombie.
Yeah.
Well, I won't be there because.
Yeah. Maybe I can find you a code and you can jump.
Yeah, if you can give me like a 24-hour code, I'll jump in and play that with you.
There you go.
I had one as well, Dan. You could have had, but I've given it to my mate.
I thought you were going to say some asshole nicked it.
I was just going to say
no.
You gave it to some asshole.
No, I actually did use it. So. Oh, fuck. You just reminded me of why everything sucks.
Sorry.
All right. Well, that's it for I think what we've been playing. Although I did see, Dan, I believe you also played some Hitman.
Yeah, I've played half an hour of it, and it was given to me for my birthday from a friend of mine, and he doesn't know me as well as I thought I did, as I thought he did even. I can understand people love the game, but for me, all that sneaking around, you know, I'd rather just go through, kill everyone, kill the person where you get the money. But yeah, it looks good.
You can go guns blazing.
You can go guns blazing.
It's tough, but you can do
it. It's not that tough.
Well,
yeah, it's
not in the first mission anyway.
Well, not in the first mission, sure.
But that's how I've played all the previous Hitmans. I've just like waded through them, killed everything, gone, yeah, there we go.
Most of my Hitman missions was about half stealth, half firefights.
Yeah, stealth, stealth, stealth. Shit, I've been seen. I've got to shoot my way out.
Yep.
And I thought, we'll skip the stealth bit. The thing that really pissed me off was the first mission where it does the whole hand holding thing.
Right.
It's like, oh, there's so many handy bins to put bodies in.
If you haven't looked around your place right now, you've clearly missed all those bins sitting in the corners. They're everywhere.
Oh, I'm sitting on one. Bloody hell, how did that happen?
There you go. All right, that does it for what we've been playing. It's time for us to cover some new releases. All right, so yes, there are new releases this week. Not a ton, especially if you are a Wii U owner or a Wii owner, because there's literally nothing. I'm just reporting it like it is, man. I'm just saying it like it is.
I release Wii about three times a day.
No. I was saying, never mind. Dan says he needs 30 seconds for Hitman. Did that already happen?
Yeah, that already happened.
Oh, my bad. I was watching a video on IGN. I got that.
That's what you get for watching videos.
Hey, dude, it's the top 5 Star Wars mods for Skyrim. Shut your hole.
On the PS3 this week, Anarchy Reigns comes to the retail shelves. On PSN, you've got Dance Magic, Demon Souls, Dora the Explorer, Dora Saves the Crystal Kingdom, Dora Also Saves the Mermaids, and Dora Saves the Snow Princess. In case you wanted to download all of those. There also is Go Diego Go Great Dinosaur Rescue, and Go Diego Go Safari Rescue, because you can never get enough rescue. Lord of the Rings, War in the North, hitting PSN this week, and Rise of the Guardians, also coming out on PSN. DLC front, you see Assassin's Creed 3 Battle Hardened pack comes out this week, along with a trio from F1 Race Stars, the Canada track, the China track, and the India track. Moving over to the PS Vita. Yes, that is a system that still sells and has games. Nothing on the retail shelves, though. But there is a PSN game, Earth Defense Force 2017 Portable. So if you're looking for something for the PS Vita, there you go. Moving over to the Xbox 360, Anarchy Reigns. Reigns as the lone title on the retail shelves. See what I'm doing there, Mike? Xbox Live Arcade, nothing as of yet, but I'm sure there will be something popping up onto Xbox Live Arcade this week. DLC front, Assassin's Creed 3 Battle Hardened Pack, and you again have the trio of F1 Race Stars, Canada Track, China Track, and India Track to download if you so choose. On the PC and Mac, you've got Angelica Weaver, Catch Me When You Can. I don't know, but it's there. F1 Race Stars, Canada, China, and India Track Packs are available for download. Journey Down, Chapter 1, coming out this week. Primal Fears, War of the Roses, House of Lancaster Armor Set, and the House of York Armor Set are available if you are into the War of the Roses. It's there.
I've heard good things about that game.
Yeah. It's kind of, I guess they equate it out to like a Battlefield Call of Duty, but with swords and shields.
Yeah, kind of British War of the Roses thing that happened in history.
Yeah, you know, that inner history. All right.
Starring Mel Gibson next year.
New releases are done.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
All right, so we are moving on to the news quiz. This is that time where I quiz the three of you, see just how much you really know about what's been going on in the game industry.
Nothing.
Also probably true. This week we have, let's see here, a total of 8 questions, which doesn't really match up well to the three of you, but that's okay. We'll just go forward with them.
You need another question.
I don't need another question. I need you to answer this question. Chris, NVIDIA unveiled their new cloud service.
Ooh, cloud service.
What is it called? Is it A, Grid, B, Cloudbox, or C, Game Links?
I was hoping you were going to ask me about the other NVIDIA thing. Darn you. What were the choices again?
They were Grid, Cloudbox, or Game Links.
Game Links.
Sorry, but you are wrong. Nah. It unveiled Grid this year.
Grid.
Yeah. It
Defense Grid.
It much. No, it looks like it's going to be very similar, I think, to kind of what OnLive was doing. A single grid server can enable up to 24 HD quality game streams. And it looks like I'm not sure if they're going to be running this as a retail kind of service on their back end, or if this is something they're going to, in a sense, kind of license out and pay out to companies per se. But it's out there, and apparently kind of
it's out there.
But Mike, what Chris was wanting me to ask him about, I'm going to ask you about. NVIDIA also unveiled, and to the surprise of almost everybody at CES, what new piece of hardware? Is it a gaming handheld device, a new graphics card series, or a new VR glasses set?
Who?
NVIDIA. You know, that the PC gaming thing. You love the PC gaming.
I know both of these answers.
I know. That's why I completely stayed away from
it. What are the options again?
NVIDIA unveiled. I'll try that again. Some new hardware. Is it a gaming handheld device? Is it a new graphics card series? Or is it a new set of virtual reality glasses?
Graphics cards.
No.
No. I'm afraid you are wrong as well. They unveiled Project Shield, which is a handheld gaming device powered by Android.
Dumb. And I saw that the day I was like, Greg's going to ask me about that. you bastard.
Yeah, so the specs are basically it resembles a PS3 or 360 twin stick controller, but attached to a flip top 5-inch retinal display, multi touch screen with 1280 by 720 HD resolution. It uses a Tegra 4 chip. And basically, they said that it will be effectively 6 times greater visual output than its Tegra 3 processor. And it should be able to stream PC games from a PC over LAN. And
which
also,
is really odd, because...
Well, I think the reality of this, Dan, is that it's not necessarily as powerful as they want you to believe.
Yeah, but if you're sitting there with this controller in your hand, and you've got a PC that can run that game, because you're going to have to be able to run that game on your PC.
Right.
Why not play it on your PC?
It's a great question. It's a great point. But NVIDIA feels somehow that you're going to want to be able to stream that game from your PC in the other room, apparently.
It's a copy of the Wii U.
It really is. It is the PC version of the Wii U, potentially much more expensive.
Hey, Greg.
Yes,
spoilers.
It's potentially crap.
It is, as is the Wii U. Are you going to ask about the other handheld thing?
The other handheld thing. Well, we will get through the questions, and then if I have,
that could be my question.
Yeah, if
you could have given me a hint.
Yeah, if I haven't asked about
well,
this
that's,
at the end, Chris.
It's relevant now, Greg. So I didn't want to spoil anything for you.
Relevant now,
as in it's part of this discussion.
Well, then, you know what? Go forward and ask that question, because I don't think I have another relevant now question regarding handhelds.
Who hasn't had a question yet? Mike?
Mike is...
That would be
Dan.
So Dan, my question to you is, what other mobile technology company also unveiled a powerful handheld gaming device this week? Razer, Motorola, or Apple?
Oh, man.
I know.
This is one I'm not entirely sure about. I'm half tempted to say Razer.
It is, in fact, Razer.
Yeah. But did they renamed it?
Yeah,
renaming of that old thing they tried to release earlier last year? And
Razer takes a stab at the tablet market with the Edge.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
A 10-inch Windows 8 tablet designed for PC gamers.
Didn't they call it the Blade last time?
Yes, it was the Blade. Now it's the Edge. Yeah. Creativity at its best.
Apparently, we saw it at CES last year when it was known as Project Fiona.
Fiona?
Yes.
I'm more likely to buy something called Fiona, but then it wouldn't be for gaming.
All right, let's move on with the quiz. Chris, we're going to come back around to you since you gave that question to Dan.
That's what happens.
Telltale revealed how many episodes of The Walking Dead has sold. This does not count any specials, by the way. So how many episodes have they sold? Is it 6.5 million, 7.5 million, or 8.5 million?
6.5, 7.5, or 8.5.
Correct.
I'm going to be – everybody loves this. It's got to be 8.5.
It is, in fact, 8.5. Yeah, 8.5 million copies of The Walking Dead episodes have
episodes.
Been sold. Yes.
Eight episodes. So really, that's divided by five copies, right?
Well, it's $5 per episode, so
yeah,
that's the way they're – it's about 40 million. Let's just put it that way. It's about 40 million in sales, but that also does not include all of the Steam sales. It doesn't include any of the promotional stuff that they did with free episodes or anything like that, so that's not included in that number. It's pretty impressive.
And it goes to prove that the point-and-click adventure is not dead.
Yes. Not dead indeed. Totally agree. All right. I'm going to save that question. And Dan, you're going to get the next question. I'll give you the next question here. So put the following games in selling order from spots 9 to 11 according to GFK charts for the UK's top. Basically, it's the top 20 games of 2012, but I'm asking you to order these that are 9 through 11. So you've got Mass Effect 3, Skyrim, and Borderlands 2.
Mass Effect, Skyrim, and Borderlands 2.
Right. So which game do you think came in at number 9, which came in at 10, and which came in at 11?
I'll go for Mass Effect at 11.
Okay.
Then, what are the other two?
Borderlands 2 or Skyrim?
Borderlands 2, then Skyrim.
So Mass Effect at 11, Borderlands 2 at 10, Elder Scrolls. Well done, Dan. Look at you. Nailed them. Yeah. More importantly than the 9 through 11 spots, but I just had to have fun with that. The top five games from 2012, Call of Duty Black Ops 2 took at number 1, FIFA 13 at 2, Assassin's Creed 3 at number 3, Halo 4 came in at number 4, and Hitman Absolution came in at number 5. Pretty amazing.
Well, all I can say is gamers in the UK have got a lot to be sorry for.
Well, here's the even more interesting spot, or the interesting thought on this. All five of those games, all released within the last 2 months of the year.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Skyrim should have sold... Actually, Mass Effect 3 should have sold way more than that. It's been out for almost an entire year, and it's a fantastic game.
I do not argue at all. All right, we're going to move on to the next question, which goes to Mike.
Hello.
Mike, what company recently bought R2 Studios? This is R2 is the company
D2.
Behind the Roku.
Disney.
Sorry, the sling box.
Disney.
Oh.
No. Is it Google, Microsoft, or Apple?
I think MySpace bought them.
Are you ready, Mike?
MySpace is dead.
Yes, MySpace is dead.
All right, okay.
Your choice is Google, Microsoft, or Apple. Who bought R2 Studios, the makers of the Slingbox? If you don't know what the Slingbox is, it's a set-top box that basically allows you to stream video across the cloud anywhere in the world.
Google.
Sorry.
Guy called Mike from Rosoft.
Yes, Mike from Rosoft, also known as
I'm
Microsoft.
From Rosoft.
Yeah.
No, you're Mike.
Yeah, sorry, Mike.
I knew I was one of those.
Yeah, it was pretty big news, though, because I know both Apple and Google were pretty much in the hunt for R2 Studios as well. So they were highly sought after. I can only imagine.
I imagine that this sling box thing is in the African wilderness and like
no, it's pretty big.
Yeah, it's pretty big, and if you think about Microsoft's future plans, you can understand why they were so interested in this.
It's a lot to do with the kind of cross-platform convergence, and yep. really ties in with the 360 and their smart glass apps.
I haven't tried that smart glass smartphone yet. Phones. I've got it, but I haven't tried it.
Yeah.
I probably won't try it.
Could be smart.
Lol.
Hey, Chris. We've got some THQ news to go over here.
THQ.
Yeah. So
where they?
Yeah, they're a company.
That's where they're wrong. They should have had that theme tune. THQ. Yeah, that's what they. That's what they.
PC World.
Yeah. Well, GI Joe. You know, like that's the alpha success.
Knowing is half the battle.
It is.
What did the bankruptcy judge rule last week in the THQ bankruptcy hearing? Regarding the quick sale to Clear Lake Capital, was it A, the judge approved the sale, including a golden parachute payout for the CEO of THQ? Was it B, it blocked the sale to allow more time for other suitors? Or C, it blocked the sale entirely, citing the debt ratio to compensation for those owed money was too large to allow for a quick sale at that price? It's a lot of jargon.
Yeah, I think he approved the sale.
You would be wrong.
Ah.
Yeah, no, the judge last week blocked the sale to allow more time for other suitors. In fact, the judge was quoted as saying, "I'm not convinced that we are under the gun to have a sale process by the 15th. And according to Business Week, another hearing has been scheduled for Monday, January 7th. In the meantime, I think parties need to talk. Now, five companies, I guess, are basically now in the process of looking at this and potentially wanting to buy assets off of THQ. So it is interesting stuff, but there's a follow-up question that I will be throwing to you, Mr. Matthew. And, in fact, I'm going to do it right now. So
yeah.
on the heels of the judge's ruling regarding THQ's quick sale, what company besides Warner Brothers – has openly expressed interest in THQ now that things have been put on ice? Is it A, EA, B, Activision, or C, Ubisoft?
EA.
Yes, EA indeed. Yeah, they've expressed interest now and have been reported as being one of the bidders. There's also an interesting turn of events in that I guess – The judge has set an auction date now of January 22nd where THQ assets could be sold individually as opposed to an outright sale of the company. So yeah, if – yeah. It's
well, just selling off their IPs and stuff like that.
Yeah. So that does not bode well at all for THQ.
Yeah.
That it is – I mean, if they can't get a deal done, I would say by the 15th, at this point, I think that almost kind of puts a nail in the coffin. I don't think they're going to be able to pull something out before the 22nd. And we're going to see an auctioning off of all the different licenses, which is sad. Sad that THQ is not going to survive this. I say that like it's already happened. But anyway. All right.
Done.
They are pretty much done. Back to the news quiz. Let's see. I believe, Dan, we should go to you next. Because
I get three questions.
You do. Everybody's going to get three questions. Dan, this is right up your alley.
Okay.
What is the code name for Valve's Steam Box that was revealed per their partnership with Xi3 Hardware or XI3 Hardware? Is it?
No. Okay.
Well, it was revealed, so I'm going to give you
some. Can I just say what it is?
Is it the piston? Is it spout? Or is it cylinder?
It's piston.
You got to give the folks at home a chance, Dan.
Sorry. Give the folks at home playing along. They need a chance.
It's piston. I'm all over this. And it's interesting.
Yeah. So the specs on the piston Steam Box with Xi3, apparently it's going to have up to a terabyte of storage with a modular motherboard that will basically give the option to upgrade the CPU and the RAM.
Yeah.
It's also going to feature one Ethernet port, an optical audio port, two display ports, one HDMI port for 1080p display, and four USB 2.0 ports, and four 3.0, sorry, USB 3.0 ports, and four eSATA P ports. Yeah. The back of this thing just is like one giant port.
Yeah, it's like someone's taken a shotgun and blasted holes in the back of it.
Yeah.
Now, the interesting thing to note here is that whilst it's in conjunction with Steam, it isn't necessarily the Steam box.
Yes, this is true. I guess Valve updated after this was unveiled and said that Piston is one of many prototypes they're showing off at CES.
Yeah. And this thing, it looks amazing. It's like, it's not much bigger than a grapefruit.
Yeah.
You can hold it in your hand.
Kind of reminds me of the Ouya in its size, in that it's tiny.
Well, the Ouya is much smaller.
Yeah, but this looks much better than the Ouya, if you ask me.
But it's also a failed Kickstarter, because originally the XI3 was actually a small Kickstarter PC gaming box was, you know, modular PC that never actually succeeded.
Well, it could be because it didn't have the backing of Valve and Steam. I mean,
Indeed, it's definitely one to take a look at. It's not something that I'm necessarily going to be getting because, well, I've just bought a new PC bits, but it can only be good for the gaming industry.
Yeah, so I want to kind of address that real quick with this, in that one of the other things that kind of was investigated with all of this was that although they're not talking about price points for the Piston, one thing to note is that they said it's going to be on a performance level of one of their offerings called the X7A. And the X7A is currently priced at basically $1,000.
Yeah.
And if it's on that level, we can expect this to kind of command a pretty hefty price tag. The only other entry-level offering in that kind of same boat is, I guess, the X5A, which is priced at $500 and comes now with Linux operating system as well.
You see, I wouldn't be surprised if Steam would actually be prepared to take a loss on it, a heavy loss on it.
I don't know Steam is in a position to do that. I don't know that they have the bankroll to do that.
Well, Steam's not really in a position to do anything. It's just a web browser. Valve, on the other hand.
True. Well played, Mr. Matthew. Well played.
Sorry. I can't help myself.
Yeah. Okay. Taking Steam, Valve as one. Valve. I wouldn't be surprised if, you were to see it as a similar price as the next gen of consoles. Because if it's not at a similar price, people won't buy it. And they need to be able to get people from their PlayStations, from their Xboxes, onto this new system where they may not have the friends that they get used to gaming with. So that there's got to be some way of getting people over there. And I think, the cheaper price point for the games will be one of those things, but it can't be that much more expensive. Otherwise, people are going to say, the games cost more on this, but I'm going to have to buy this because I don't have that kind of money in my pocket at the moment.
Yeah. Price point is going to be a pretty interesting thing to watch for this.
How much, on the whole price point thing, how much do you guys think the price point is going to be for the next gen consoles?
It's a really good question. I think Sony is probably going to be skeptical to launch at the price point they launched at with the PS3, just because it took them so long to kind of ramp the sales up for that.
Yeah.
I think Microsoft could potentially come in at that $400 to $500 range, but I think for sure Microsoft is going to do a very similar deal with what they're doing now, which is that you pay a small amount up front, but you contract out like a cell phone for a service over a few years period of time, and basically kind of eases the upfront cost. I think that'll be a smart play for them, it's the ingenious way cell phones work. We all have our high-end cell phones now, and a big part of that is because we're not having to pay $600 up front for our cell phone. We're paying, $100 to $200, or in some cases getting it free, but then we're just contracted in for X amount of years.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think it is a tough proposition for anything to come out over, say, $500, I think once you're once you're over that $500 mark, you're really into some dark territory for consumers.
Yeah, you're looking at you're looking into a niche market then.
Right.
The thing that gets me with that, though, it's kind of positioning itself between a PC and a console. And whilst it has some upgradability, it's not as upgradable as a PC.
Right.
So, yeah, okay, perhaps you could charge a bit more for the fact that you can upgrade it and you don't have to spend another, you know, $400 on the next version of it. And a few years down the line, you can just change the chip or add more RAM or whatever. Because it's going to have to be scalable if it's using Steam, because you're going to be able to play all the latest PC games.
Right.
And you're going to want them to look good. You don't want to have them running at some crappy resolution just so that it'll play on your Steam box. So it's a tough call. And I'm not entirely sure it's maybe the right move to make.
Yeah, I mean, I know Chris and I, you know, we both are... There's some skepticism from us, not that Valve is going to do this, but it's just of, you know, how well it's going to work just from a success story. Because, you know, as much as everybody loves Valve and they love Steam, you know, they are a company in it to make money. And this is one of those areas where hardware, there's a reason why we don't have a ton of companies out there making high end consoles.
There's a reason why Philips stopped making consoles 20 years ago. Or however long
there's a reason why Sega went completely out of the hardware industry.
Exactly.
So,
which they were in charge of pretty much for some time.
Yeah.
That's anyway, a tough call.
Well, let's finish on a interesting note. And this was Mike.
Hello.
This last question is for you.
Yeah.
What was revealed for Tomb Raider in this past week? Was it A, multiplayer, B, different single player characters, or C, multiple endings based on your choices?
I'm going to go multiple endings.
Sorry, Mike, you have like an offer for the quiz. It's multiplayer.
Yeah,
Tomb Raider, seeing what they're saying is its first true multiplayer, even though Guardian of Light had co-op play. This actually is going to be multiplayer with team deathmatch kind of combat. So, it basically the tagline for it, if you will, multiplayer in Tomb Raider sees the island's indigenous scavengers pitted against the crew members from the shipwrecked Endurance. Set in the island's hostile landscapes, players will use traversal hunting skills from single player plus trap setting to create fast-paced combat in a selection of various game modes. It looks an awful lot like Uncharted multiplayer, if you ask me,
in
the video I saw.
But I
don't think it's a bad thing.
I don't. I'm not excited about it. That's not why I want to play Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
But hey.
But hey, well, that does it for the news quiz, guys.
Good.
Well done.
Cool.
Well done.
Right. Yes. Well,
did we win?
Dan won.
Dan won.
Guys failed. Nice.
Well done, Dan. Well done.
Hey.
All right. Well, that brings us to the show break. And when we come back from the show break, we're going to tackle the community mailbag, which this week we're talking gaming resolutions. And have a little extra something to throw into this week's community mailbag. So we'll be back in just a little bit.
It's deep underground, past the bedrock, but don't dig straight down. You'll regret that. But now you feel brave, equipped with your spade to roam in these caves. Not looking for gold, this dust purple, or so I've been told by some people. I'll find a few bricks where the two of these mix with a couple of clicks. I'll be swinging my picks. This is all the prep that I go through. Just make do, moving to the never. I'm moving to the never. I'm moving.
up a chair, have a cold beer. You can live by the sea, so happy you'll be with your cobblestone tree. Oh, the neighbors aren't right, they're delicious. We eat bacon all night, it's nutritious. Hear all of them scream.
Place. It sucks, it's too hot, it never rains, I'm sweaty, all my clothes are dirty and filthy and on fire, I'm absolutely sick of this place, I miss nature, all the pigs and the cows and all that sheep and stuff, I didn't think I'd miss it, but I do, oh my god, how sad, I wish I could just return to the normal world again, bye.
All right, we are back from the break, and it's
yes,
time. Yeah, time to dive into the community mailbag. Which, you know, this week we were talking gaming resolutions.
Talking
about gaming New Year's resolutions. Yes,
resolutions.
Yes.
How original.
There's nothing original that's going to be happening with the show for the next like 3 weeks because we're going to be resolutions this week. We're going to be doing gaming predictions next week. And then probably the week after that's going to be what you're looking forward to.
It's the holiday lazy podcasting.
Damn stuff. Straight.
Do I have to read anything out here?
You don't have to read anything out here. You can sit
okay,
back.
I'll go back to sleep.
Funny comments, Dan. You can just comment.
See? All right. Yeah, mine. That one. You're talking about PC games.
First time on the show in a while, and he's already taken Primrose's place.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so actually, you do have to talk, Dan, because we're going to talk about our gaming resolutions, if we've made any. We may not have. You may have decided to be the anti-resolution person. A lot of people are. But Mike, have you made any gaming resolutions for 2013?
Yes, I have. And it's not the easy one of play more games.
Okay.
I think my New Year's resolution is to play better games.
For you, of all people, that is a good resolution.
Because I only played one game over the Christmas period, right? I was hoping on playing quite a few. I'd stockpile a few. And a lot of them, I would say almost all of them, were very good. There was only one of them that was a dud. And I knew it was a dud. And I knew that it was short, and I knew that I wouldn't really enjoy it. Guess which one I played? Lollipop Chainsaw, correct.
Welcome to the veteran gamers.
I've always been like this. When I open like a packet of Skittles, for example, I always like the red ones. So I save those last. And I eat everything else, and then I save the ones that I like last, and then I eat those. And I'm just like that. I've always been like that. So I thought I'd get the one dud out of the way, and then everything else is bliss, right? But obviously, I didn't have any time for anything else. So, as soon as a game comes out, I'm always a little bit reluctant to play it straight away. And I will have that little bit of hesitation just in case there's like a bug. Like, it helped me in Mass Effect 3, for example, when they imported the characters and everybody was going crazy because it wouldn't work.
But didn't help you, help you for Mass Effect 2, which you waited over a year to play.
Over a year. And like, The Walking Dead is killing me now because I want to listen to people talk about it. I don't want to shit myself every time there's a podcast on. So I want to play that as soon as possible. But Burglar's got in the way of that one. But I am trying to make this conscious effort of playing games quicker, good games quicker, and leaving the duds. I mean, I'll probably still play the duds, but leave them a little bit more behind. Put the top games at priority. If people are talking about, look, I've got Far Cry 3 still in its cellophane wrapper, sitting here, I haven't played it. Everybody's talking about it. Everybody's saying how great it is. I still haven't played it. I don't know why.
Okay. That's a good resolution, Mike.
It's a hard habit to break, and I can't explain it unless if somebody's with me on it and does the same thing as me, then they get it, you know, they get why I do it, but I can't really put it into words why I do it. I just do it.
No, it's so annoying, so
I'm trying to break that habit.
I get it. It goes back to in my younger days when my mom would give me a plate full of like mashed potatoes and you know, chicken or something with peas. I hate peas. But I would always eat the peas first to get them out of the way.
Just get them out of the... I'm not a big fan of peas either, Greg.
At least
like
you can swallow them without having to eat. I don't like peas either.
Yeah, nobody likes
horrible vegetables. I like peas. My son Sean loves them.
I feel like everybody around me likes peas, right? But I don't like them. So if they get served, you know, when you order a meal, for example, sometimes just peas come with it, right? And I don't freak out when I have to eat peas. I'll just get on with it. I'll just
I tell you,
I'll do both of them. So it's
peas.
I'll do some of them so it looks like I've had a go, you know?
Stir them up with something else.
I won't endure, which I know a lot of people don't get this, right, is ketchup. I just don't like ketchup. I cannot stand it. I can't smell it. I can't touch it. It's horrible, right?
You used to be my friend. So,
I know. But I love barbecue sauce, right? So, that's what I usually put stuff on. Put on stuff or whatever. So, yeah, I don't know why we're talking about this now, but I'm a weird guy, what I'm saying.
Yes. All right. Thank you for that, Mike. Dan, do you have a New Year's resolution for gaming specifically?
Yeah, I do. And that is to give up the horrible, horrible habit that is console gaming.
Wow.
Whoa. Making us all sad.
I know. Sad face. Yeah. I mean, that's...
No, for me, 2013 and probably beyond is going to be PC gaming exclusive.
Okay. You heard it here first, people.
However, if GTA 5 isn't released on PC, I may have to break that.
And as of right now, that would be something that is the case.
How about I will not buy another console game new?
That's fine. You could just go visit Mike's house and steal stuff from him.
Someone could give it to me, or I could buy it pre-owned.
Greg. Too soon.
Sorry.
Now, basically, I'm hanging up my 360.
Okay. Are you going to leave it plugged in, or are you literally taking it out of the wall socket?
I'm half tempted to take it and all my games down to my local game store and trade it in for Steam vouchers.
Well, you know, and I would say this. If you're truly making that transition, that's not a bad play. I mean, if you're never going to play your 360 again.
The collector in me, I've got, you know, the collector in me, I like to keep my old, I've got a Commodore 64 that still works. And every now and then I think, get that out and use it. And my GameCube's still connected to my TV, so is my PS1.
Okay.
And now I've got a Game Gear within arm's reach. I'm kind of tempted just to keep it, just so it can be added to my kind of library of
previous collection.
Yeah, and I want to fill in that collection as well. I want to get myself a NES and a SNES and everything else that I'm missing out.
All right, well that makes sense then. So retiring the 360, but not killing it off, as in like throwing it into the dumpster, selling it off, blah blah blah.
Yeah, basically, I entered a competition to win a new 360. I'll probably, if I did win it, just take that down to game with the Kinect, completely boxed, sealed, never been opened, and trade that for the Steam vouchers.
Yeah,
because they're giving you a third extra in value on Steam vouchers, so it's kind of almost
that's worth it.
Stupid not to.
Yeah. No, no, absolutely.
I could get Far Cry 3 for all that.
There you go. All right, Mr. Matthew, let's talk about your New Year's resolution.
Well, I don't do the New Year's resolution thing because it's silly.
Okay, let me rephrase this, Chris. Let's talk about what you don't do for New Year's resolution.
Yeah, well, what I have been trying to do over the last several months and continuing into 2013 I've just decided I'm never going to get through the pile of shame of games that I bought when I just bought games to buy games.
Okay.
So I'm getting rid of it.
Getting rid of it as in selling it back?
I'm selling off all my games that I've either done with or I'm never going to get to.
Wow, this is a big change for you, because if I remember correctly, you were always the advocate of you don't get rid of games.
Yeah, yeah, I used to be that guy.
Yeah,
but I have this huge pile of discs that I just, I'm like, you know what? It's taking up space. I'm not playing these anymore.
Or Chris, you use it to throw at the UPS guy.
Or I could turn them into shuriken stars and throw them at the UPS guy. So unlike Dan, who's collecting, I'm trying to get rid of stuff. That's my goal for this year.
Okay.
If I don't use it, it's gone.
All right. Done.
The other thing I was going to say is I'm almost right behind Dan on the way to moving over to the PC exclusively. The only reason I'm not is because the community aspect of the 360 is, in my opinion, better. But that's just my experience.
I refuse to pay to play games online. I think that's just ridiculous now.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it's a valid viewpoint for sure. For me,
the other thing I was going to say.
Oh, you're just going to keep doing that, aren't you?
Well, see, you rushed us off this other topic.
I'm sorry.
You talked about you always eat your peas first, right? Because you don't like them or whatever.
Yes.
I still do that. Like just today, I was having lunch. I had a nice little roast beef wrap, some carrots, and some strawberries. I ate the carrots first because they're not tasty, right?
They're not tasty. They're overcooked.
Well, these were just raw carrots.
Raw carrots are tasty. I love carrots.
I like them all right, but they're of the things I had. I had carrots. I had a nice roast beef wrap with some banana peppers and mustard. That was kind of tasty. And I had some delicious strawberries, right? So of the things I had, carrots were the least tasty.
Gotcha. Okay. Anything else on the New Year's resolution side of things?
I'll think of something as soon as you start talking again.
Of course you will. for me, my New Year's resolution is not to buy another Call of Duty game this year.
Yay!
So I will not be buying the next Call of Duty game. I am forcing a hiatus from it. Probably, you know, large and partly due to my disappointment with Blops 2. Seeing how I think there needs to be a message sent to Activision. They need to spend some money on actually updating and upgrading that game from
I've
the game
been
engine.
Saying that for
oh
years.
Sure. Yeah.
It would be as great long as if it wasn't released yearly. If it was like every 3 or 4 years and you got an Epic game coming out, that would be
Dan Houser from Rockstar said someone asked him, like, why do you think GTA games are still so popular? And his response was, it's because we don't release one every year.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
And he's right. Yeah. He's totally right.
I mean, I appreciated that at least Activision had two separate teams and giving them at least a 2-year window to work on them. But I
appreciate the fact that they feel different enough. Like, that's not enough. I wouldn't say enough, but they feel different. I always think now that a Black Ops and a Modern Warfare, they kind of have this different tone. The single player, multiplayer, not so much for me. But the single player, I feel like I'm getting a different experience. And it's funny how it's turned around now, but Treyarch are the ones pushing it, you know? And we don't know what Infinity Ward are doing for the next one, but I think they might start off a new kind of name, you know, Call of Duty something else.
My biggest issue is, and I understand what you're saying, and again, like I said, I appreciated they had the two different teams, but like Dan said, it wasn't enough because the engine underneath all the games was the same.
Showing its age.
Yeah, they modified the hell out of that thing, but it's time. It's time. Yeah,
it's running its course, but it's at the right time to be out of date because
I actually think it was maybe a year too late. I was okay with Modern Warfare 3, but
I don't know. They've run this engine to the ground, knowing that there's a new console coming out. They probably already know this.
They
know exactly what their next engine's going to be and how capable it is. But at the same time,
They
need to release something for this generation.
Yeah. Either way, no Call of Duty game this year.
I think they're not going to get your message, though, Greg. Because as long as there are 12-year-old kids out there screaming at their parents to buy this game, they're going to sell games.
I know I'm not going to buy it, but I know, sure as damn it, January the 5th, my mate will come down, and he'll have Call of Duty in his sweaty palms, and a load of beer, and I'll be like, yeah, all right, then.
Let's go. Yeah.
Loop me up and bend me over.
I hope to God they don't actually come out with an updated, you know, completely new engine, looks fantastic version of it this year, because that'll just make me a liar. All right. let's find out what the community had to say. Mr. Matthew, there were some responses over at Lousy at Gaming, because I did put the question up on multiple places this time.
Yeah, you did.
So if you'll get lag, I'll hit Gaming for the Elderly. All right, so the G4TE responses for our question this week. We had Bousy came in and said, I will not let my kids beat me in the games I do let them play.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, exactly. Teflon 12 chimed in, said, my 2013 gaming resolution is to eliminate at least half of my pile of shame. And also, being a game design student, I resolved to begin work on my own game. Good luck to future me.
I might be able to help in that there. I've got an iOS game that needs to be made.
Well, there you go. Teflon 12, contact Hardly Dan. GamerGirl 27 chimed in on the Gate forum, said, definitely work on my pile of shame. And to that, a very funny Mr. CP Matthew had to say, I found an easy solution to my pile of shame. Sell it. let's see. Marcanix came in and said, same as Gamer Girl, really, to get through all my games before the next Xbox launches. So that was Gate. What about Lag, Mr. Matthew? What did they have to say?
They had a few things to say. The Real Defoe says, my resolutions are convince Greg that the Steam Box will rule the world and raise more money in Extra Life this year than last. Well, that's an admirable goal.
Yes.
Gamer Girl says, my goals aren't so lofty. I'm conquering my pile of shame. Sid says, find an RPG/MMO that can hold my attention past game completion or level cap. That's around 1 week. Dark Souls did it last year. Maybe Dark Souls 2 will do it this year. Perhaps Defiance for the 360 will do it for the MMO category this year. Also, nothing beats, and I mean nothing, Xbox Live Party Chat. And an MMO with the party chat may be able to hold my attention, even if it's not very good. I'm sick of Skype, Mumble, Ventrilo, and TeamSpeak on my PC. I don't know, Dan. Sounds like he doesn't like you.
Yeah, well. Sounds like he's not been playing any Guild Wars 2 with me.
And Raging PDM finishes up with, to reach 25,000 gamer score.
Okay.
Excellent.
There you go.
But he's welcome to buy my Xbox Live account off me, which I think exceeds that anyway.
Well, that's cheating.
That would be cheating. Yes. We don't condone that.
I'll sell him
not openly, at least.
I'll sell him my gamer tag at $100,000. Here you go, buddy. Have fun.
$100,000.
Yeah. Mine's only at $30,000, I think.
Noob.
Okay. Fine.
PC Gamer is actually the title.
All right, so at this point, I'm going to break away from the question of the week because we really didn't have any responses to the question of the week on the Twitters, but we did have responses to our secret word.
The secret word.
Giveaway. So, Mr. Matthew, why don't you go ahead and read off, I listed in the notes there for you, those that did actually say the secret word, if you will.
Okay, so the secret word is actually two words, which Greg spelled very creatively as Baba Ganoush. It's actually Baba Ganoush, two words. And so we had 5 people who tweeted it out. Amres 89, PG Tips 77, GSR 1379, the Ginger Ninja, and
Shinyverse.
Shinyverse. Wait.
Yes. That's he deleted. He's at gate.com. He follows him at that time.
Oh, yes. That's Shinyverse. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I was confused. Okay. So while Greg tells you this story, I will select a winner at random.
Yes. So following this, we did have a string of Twitter responses because I threw out right before we were getting ready to podcast today. I said, hey, you got an hour left to throw in the secret word for a chance at 400 Microsoft points. And so we started getting responses. So Marty Greasy Fishups said, at OC Podcast, is the special word Clunge? And clunge, whatever. Cinema Dan responded, how about the word flob? GamerGirl27 just was laughing at both responses. Greasy Fish Lips came back in. Great word, Dan. Then Maverick F20 responded, Krusty Gusset. Greasy Fish Lips said, I think those points are heading to Blighty Kim. Pound, don't think so. At one point, I did give a little hint to these guys. Cinema Dan responded back, thanks, can be applied in multiple ways. That narrows it down a bit. And that was 2 weeks ago. I'm going for the word follow. That was from Greasy Fish Lips, to which at that point, Shinyverse chimed in with the actual secret word. And Greasy Fish Lips then responded to us, that's two words, you fuckweasel. at that point, I think it pretty much relegated down, and we got a lot of you are too much and ha-ha-has. But, yes.
And my incredibly late entry at the start of us chatting was plinth.
Yes, yes.
I was wrong.
Yeah. You had to have been listening to the show. That was the key. That was the key. It's
my own fault.
So, with that all out of the way, Mr. Matthew.
Yes. To let you know what we did here, I went to www.random.org, which is a website that generates random integers, and had it generate one random integer between 1 and 5, including 1 and 5, and just picked the second of the 5 entries that Greg wrote into the show notes, which was Mr. PG Tips 77. So congratulations, sir. I will be sending you your 400 MS points code over private message via the Gaming for the Elderly forums here directly.
Congratulations, PG Tips. Yeah, 400 points. That's, it's about a fiver spot.
That's five bones. Yeah.
That's episode 1 of The Walking Dead.
There you go.
There you have it.
All right. Before we dive into next week's question, actually, we can handle it this way. Next week's question is our predictions, okay? We're going to be talking 2013 predictions, and we want the community to give us your predictions. So it can be PC-related. It can be Xbox-related. It does need to be gaming-related. That's the one caveat. So your 2013 gaming predictions could be games. It can be consoles, whatever you want. It can be real, fake, if it's a real prediction, you really think this, or it could be an outlandish one. But just to spice it up a little bit, I went back and looked at our predictions from last year.
Oh,
so, yes, predictions tricky, from show tricky. 151, we predicted quite a few things. So my predictions from that show were no PS4 announcement. I said the next Xbox would get teased at E3, but would not be shipping until 2013. So kind of off on that one, but kind of on. At least you could make a case that was 2 for 2 at this point, I think, except for the teasing part. I said Diablo 3 would come to the Wii U exclusively. Not happening.
I think that was. Didn't we have like a joke prediction that we had to throw in there?
Yeah, we did have some kind of comical predictions.
I don't remember any of these.
Yeah,
that was your joke prediction, right?
Yes. Halo 4 will introduce new gameplay akin to COD, and that you can make definitely a case for. Activision will announce, and this was my real funny one. Activision will announce a 1 year break from COD as it gets ready for the next gen, and will support Elite with new maps for current games. None of that happening. Mike's predictions. GTA will come out in 2013. Well done, Mike. That was GTA 5, I should say.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, mate, I'll even go to end of May. You can fucking write that shit down as well.
There you go. Xbox 720 will get announced and released in 2013. Remains to be seen, but likely.
Pretty likely.
Well, they have announced that it's going to be called Xbox.
Right. Good point.
So the 720 won't be coming out in 2013, so I'm afraid I think that's wrong.
Well,
technically speaking. If you're going to be a douche about it.
If you're going to be a douche about it. Speaking of douches, Rich had some predictions.
Was that all the predictions, by the way?
Yes. You guys all had just a couple predictions each. I kind of went overboard. I threw up predictions. Which I predict I will do again this year. So I do expect you guys to have more than two predictions. That's what I'm throwing out there right now. Rich, though, said Sony and Microsoft will announce a merger and announce the XPS 720-4 codename Jedi Sith Mind Trick. Yeah, kind of missed on that. He also predicted that Nintendo would partner with Apple and announce the iConsole U. So, Rich's were a little more outlandish fun. But the most intriguing one.
Rumor thing.
Yeah, the most intriguing one was Chris's predictions. So, Chris, you predicted Chris will continue to be an achievement whore.
Wow.
And then you predicted, listen to this, mid-July, Chris will stop caring about Chivos. And I believe that is spot on.
That's pretty much bang on, yeah.
Yeah, that's why it might have been earlier than mid-July, but yeah.
Yeah, right in that June time frame, you got into your PC gaming and really stopped caring about the Chivos.
Actually, I think it was more like probably May, because that was when my second son was born, and I was like, you know what, F this crap.
Yeah.
But, okay, fair enough.
So there you go. So that was just to whet the appetite. So we'll come up with our predictions for next week. We hope the listeners will come up with a few gems as well and throw it our way, and we'll have some fun with it.
Can I give mine now, because I won't be on next week?
Absolutely, Dan. Give your predictions now.
A lot of the shows I'll be on will have me saying I didn't play that because it came out only on consoles.
It's a good prediction.
Yeah. That's my prediction for this year.
Okay. It is in the record. It's been recorded. It is like a legal document now, Dan.
Fine.
All right. I suppose right about now we should move on from the question of the week to a jingle about events and happenings.
Jingle.
Starsky's board. Let's do this.
Events. Monday night, still doing the Halos. Still having a pretty good turnout. So if you like to play some Halo 4, turn up and exchange headshots with the crew.
Yes.
Friday night, racing for the UK folks, 8:15. I should say Monday night Halo starts at 8 p.m. GMT and 8 p.m. Eastern time.
Yeah. Chris, if I can interject one thing on the Halos, there is a Halo 4 tournament
on
G4TE. And if you signed up to that, everything has been finalized and teams have been put together. So get onto the forums and find out who you're partnered up with. There's a couple things you need to do. So otherwise, you will be left out of the tournament.
Well spotted, Greg. Well spotted.
Here for you.
Yeah. I am the G4TE point of contact for an Halo tournament. So if you have any questions, send them to me. And I'll send them directly to Womble. So if you want to just cut out the middleman, go right ahead. Oh, crap.
That's G. I'm here to help you out. I got your back.
Well done. Well done. Anyway, so now that we talked about the Halo tournament and the Friday Night Racing and the Monday Night Halos, that leaves me to remind you that the Veteran Gamers will be playing a trivia show on Sunday at 6 p.m. in British time.
Come on.
And since nobody got the...
You want to say it? Gross Mountain time. Come on.
Trying not to. Since nobody got the joke, I said a trivia show because there's just a question mark there in the show notes.
Right.
I know the viewers can't see that, but I was hoping maybe the three of you would laugh anyway.
Well, usually that's when Mike was chiming in with poker.
Let's see. This is how...
I think it could be poker, actually.
This is how comedy works, right? When you're telling jokes and people aren't laughing, if you just stop telling jokes, you have failed. You just keep telling jokes till they laugh. That's
sometimes the best comedy.
Yeah, or some guy with a walking stick hooks that crook around your neck and just yanks you off.
No, then you break that shit. Don't take it. let's see. Happy birthday this week to GSR 1379. And welcome to the new members, Wizard Conundrum, who shall not pass. Congratulations to this week's victory achievers. Teflon 212 finished Super Mario, the new Super Mario Brothers U and The Walking Dead Episode 1. Kern 456 finished The Walking Dead Episode 1. Amherst 89 finished Portal 1, Portal 2, and Sherlock Holmes The Awakened. Blue Baru finished Forza Horizon. I thought we nixed that one.
I don't know if we nixed that one or not, but he did finish Forza Horizon.
You said, so you guys gave me grief last week for not listening to the show from 2 weeks ago. And 2 weeks ago, you said you nixed that one. I'm just saying. It's all right. I'll allow it because I care. Murphy's Law finished Black Ops 2, which we did remove from the list. Marcanix finished The Walking Dead Episode 1. Parsnip Nose 3000 finished Dirt Showdown.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, so is everyone else. That's the whole point. Filthy finished The Walking Dead Episode 2. Hardly Dan finished Black Ops 2. And I'm going to try to say this, and it's going to be terrible. Joy No Yoken 2381 finished Hipsan. 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 Hitman Absolution.
Yes.
Well done. If you, the listeners, would like to be included in the Victory Achieve contest, what you must do is first finish a game. While the game is finishing, snap a picture showing the credits and your face or some other end of the game scene, achievement, trophy, whatever, and tweet it to @g4te.com. Spell the dot. You need to be a follower of @g4te.com on Twitter, and your entry is due by January 31st, 2013.
I have on good authority, you can take pictures of body parts, not just your face.
But the face has to be included.
No.
No?
You have my foot and or my gun finger have been seen as my Twitter picture.
But it can't be.
I may not be included in the actual contest draw, but at least I got my name written off.
So I should say that, yes, certainly a camera being an inanimate object that simply records light that reaches a sensor and translates that into a digital image can take a picture of whatever the hell you want, Greg. However,
yeah,
if you want Shinyverse to include that in the contest entries, it needs to be your smiling countenance, not your shriveled tallywhacker, you old man. Put that thing away. Okay? I swear. Save us, Parsnip. Save us.
Well, Parsnip's not going to save us because...
Damn it.
He totally did not send us a community spotlight, nor did we get a gaming fact this week. I think it's because everybody's still drinking champagne and drunk as hell.
Oh.
We do have some things to talk about, though. The Indies writer block, it is beginning to thrive once again, partly due to some of our entries from the Overseas Connection. We have the Halo New Year's Eve video, which unfortunately cannot be viewed on mobile phones. I don't really know why, but apparently it's because the song I pulled had a content violation, and so YouTube said, you can't put it out on mobile phones, but you can certainly watch it from your PC.
So you got to write your own music, Greg. That's the only answer.
That is potentially the only answer. We did also start up a new feature, which I'm really hoping Christopher Matthew is going to completely take over and run with.
Called the. I got some ideas. Yeah. I got some ideas. I need some guidance, though, because I'll go crazy and people will be burning their houses down.
I'll throw some guidance towards you. But the Gamers Grill, we're talking turkey bagel burgers this week. And I got to tell you, delicious. Made them up on Sunday.
Can I stop you there, Greg?
Fantastic.
I don't care. I'm gonna do it anyway. I'm sure that your turkey patty on a bagel was delicious. However, I will not allow you to use the word turkey and burger as one word.
Okay, fine. Right?
It's a turkey patty. Okay.
Fair enough. We do also have up on the IWB David Southern's Exposure Part 3 Xbox Live versus PSN, where he tries to strike into the inner fanboy in you and make you pick a side.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, if you want to write and put something up on the Indie Writer Block, which is on the front page of the Gate site, all you need to do is contact Shinyverse at iwb@g4te.com, or you can send him a tweet at @iwblock. And yeah, he's pretty easy going about getting stuff up there. He just ask that you make complete sentences, which sometimes a lot harder than it seems. We do have some iTunes reviews, gentlemen.
Yay!
Yes, we actually have three iTunes reviews. Three. Count them. One, two, three. The first one comes from up north, Canada.
Eh?
Yeah, eh? Stulek 52. Wanted to say a very good listen every week for fans of all hypes and types of video games.
Racist.
I can't do it. I'm sorry. But Stulek did say a very good listen every week for fans of all types of video games, possibly geared more to an adult audience. Yes, we would agree, which suits me perfectly. It's funny, informative, racist as well, apparently, and hosts are never short of an opinion or two. Usually differing ones at that, which makes for some great discussions. There is also a great community group as well at the Gaming for the Elderly, which I also recommend. He says, thanks, guys. Keep up the good work. So, yeah, there we go. iTunes review from up north, but we also had one from across the pond. Mike.
Is this the Chris Carter one?
This is the Chris Carter one.
Okay. So this is
Minnesota Vikings?
Not the Chris Carter from the Minnesota Vikings, as far as I know.
This is from Chris Carter, and he's give us a five-star review, and it's the title, Brilliant Show, and then it reads on to say, great show, great mix of personalities from each side of the pond, great listen.
Wait,
every...
Mike, can you do it in a British accent?
Okay, yeah, no problem, I'll try that. Great show, great mix of personalities from each side of the pond, great listen
every week. I didn't say Stuart. I didn't say a Stuart accent.
Oh, no, it's more like this, yes. great listen every week. Always on the ball with new releases. Keep it up. So thank Cheers. You very much, Chris.
Yes. And that brings us to our third review, which is from the U.S.
Amazing.
Yes.
A review from the U.S. Teflon 12 slips in with a five-star review that is entitled, Great Podcast. And it says, if you're a gamer, then this podcast is for you. If you're not a gamer, why are you listening? Great insight and discussion about current games and gaming news. So thank you very much, Teflon 12.
Yes, thank you to everybody that threw a review up. And if you haven't done it, you haven't given us a review, get off your ass, jump on iTunes, give us a review.
Please.
Do yes, it.
Please, do it.
Do it.
We'll send Chris after you. We mean it.
I'm kind of slow, though, so you've got some time.
We're not talking about intelligence, Chris. We're talking about speed factor, physical. You're a beast. You're a beast. All right. Let's wrap the show up. If you want to email the show, it's simply just send an email off to ocpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to try and send us a tweet and have Rich and or me disguising myself as Rich respond to you over Twitter, it's @OC_podcast. We do have a voice line if you so are so inclined and want to get your voice onto the show. You actually could send us an MP3 file or just easily call 626-506-2763. It's also 626-50-OC-POD. And yeah, we'll get you onto the show. And that brings me to the speed round of closing comments. Mr. Daniel Knappman, why don't you go first?
Yeah, well, I'd like to just give a shout out to JSS Lifelike, otherwise known as Mr. Steve Conger, the backbone behind the Gamesman podcast. He's coming to the end of the shows. We've got our last show for the moment, at least, with Steve on live Saturday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard. That's midnight GMT. Come along. We're taking questions. We're doing RPG stuff. And I'd just like to take this moment to thank Steve for all the time and love that he's put into the podcast. And, you know, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be doing this now. He's an inspiration to me, and thank you so much. And it goes out to all the other guys in the Gamesman. It's been great fun working with you guys.
I think I'm going to cry. That was very touching. Well said, Dan. Well said.
Thank you very much.
Mike, while I wipe the tears away from my eyes.
Well, I will shout out the Gamesman for entertaining myself for all those shows. I think Steve's a gem, but you know he's kind of doing it for the right reason, and I don't know what the future plans are that you've got, Dan, or whatever. But I'm sure it won't be the last we hear of Mr. Conger. So yeah, all good stuff. Shout out Breaking Bad, the best show ever. And also, that's it. Breaking Bad. Just watch it. Jesus. Okay.
The Breaking Bad and Jesus.
Jesus as well. Jesus. I'd say Breaking Bad slightly better. Chris, go.
I'm gonna not shout out the Gamesman because everyone else did. But I said Gamesman anyway. See what I did? Any publicity is good publicity, Dan. Come on. I'm going to shout out Kim Woods, who's the G4TE Facebook Fan of the Week. I'm going to shout out Chad Hodges, because he posted, I hope y'all are all ready to get shot on Halo 4 on the G4TE wall just prior to the Monday Night Halo from last night. So hopefully he did well. Otherwise, what are we talking trash? I'm going to shout out Scott Spence. He's one of our moderators on the forum, and he just needs a shout out, I think. And the secret word for this week is intense. It is one word for all of you grammatical geniuses out there.
The grammatical police. Yeah,
not intense. As in not within a tent.
Not like camping, but as in intensity. Yes. I think that means it's Greg's term.
I guess it does. God, I just thought, I was just thinking about intense. I went camping.
This is our winter of discount tents.
Oh, this show is too intense. There you go. You know what? I want to shout out Jeff Conger because he really did put on a fantastic podcast. And you know what? He's going to be missed. But whatever you know, the future of the Gamesman becomes. I just want to thank all of you guys. So, Dan, thank you, because it's always been fun to work with you on podcasts as well as just listen to you and hear the jingles in the background. It's
text
all
message.
Awesome. Yeah, you're going to be missed.
Heal me, Jeff. Heal me.
There you go. And I want to shout out Shinyverse, because dude works hard. He is trying to do a lot of new things on Gate, and he's putting in a lot of effort. And it's appreciated. So good job, Mr. J. Schumacher. And that said, I think we're done. Time to get out of here.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Jammerful.
What role will you play?
No, Dan. No.
Are there any show notes?
There is.
Yeah, there usually are, but none of us read them except Greg.
Yeah, I like to kind of see them. I also need to slacken my bladder because I've been spending the last 4 hours in the pub. So I'm nearly done.
I need to put on pants.
All right.
I need to take off mine.
Yeah. Does anybody still have their pants on?
Just no.
So, okay.
Yeah. Oh, you can't. Have you not seen the sale on G4TE where I'm selling a whole bunch of games?
Oh, no, I have not.
Oh. Are you not? How many posts have you got?
I don't know.
If you haven't got 150, you can't see it.
Oh, I've got more than 150.
Well, then you just haven't looked.
Yeah, that I was just going to say, I probably have not looked.
Well, McAfee says I should go to that site.
I'm sure many of the sites Dan visits, McAfee will say, don't go there. Nothing
yeah,
against you, Dan.
They should really say, don't go to Facebook.
Yeah, no shit. All right. Are we ready?
With two yeah, 30s and jumping out
who's whistling?
That's Mr. Matthew. Mr. Matthew whistling away.
I'm trying to I recognize that. What was that?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
That was it.
Mike, we're still recording.
That's a good part of the chat.
Stuart, are you recording, Stuart?
1 hour, 40 minutes.
Brilliant.
Press record, Stuart.
Let's go. Here we go.
Go home, Dan. You're drunk.
Oh, that's totally staying in the show.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Wheels are for old people.
Some talk yeah. about
too
RPGs.
Many, some people say.
Come on. Yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.